Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis.
Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, hello and welcome to Spiritual Connections. Tonight I'll be hosting for the first hour until Mike comes back in. I have a special guest with me, which is Jesse Bravo.
Hello there.
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad. I know I'm no Mike Davies, but I'll try to be today the people's psychic. So I'm filling in for some big shoes.
You are.
So what's going on over there besides the rain over there in the UK?
Not much. It's raining. Nothing really to do. Kids tiring you out. Can't wait till they're back at school.
Wow. Well, you know what? It sounds like almost every place in the world, right? The kids always get you crazy.
It does. We've been off school since after Christmas because we've recently moved in with Mike. So they've been off school for a long time.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you know what? It's always an adjustment period. I always like when that happens. So what's going on in the scandalous world of psychics over there? Do we have anything going these days?
Not that I've heard of.
I tell you, one of the things that bothers me the most is that, you know, I don't know about you, Carrie, but these damn 1-800 numbers that you call into these psychics on these phone lines, they drive me absolutely crazy. What about you?
I don't know. I've never really took any much notice of them.
You never see these things? They're the most obnoxious things in the world. You know, I don't know if this happens over there in the UK, but when it gets really, really late at night,
yeah,
do these things actually start to come on?
They do. They will have them on through the afternoon as well on Sky.
On the afternoon too?
Yeah.
So they don't even, they start from the crack of dawn, it seems. But, you know, they're the most obnoxious things in the world. They're like, you know, this is my best impression, like, this is the Psychic Network. We will help you with your problems. For $4.99 a minute, you get to speak to one of our special psychics. And that's right, stay on the line. We have an opportunity. We can help see the future. We can help clear the past. We can do this. We can do that. It's a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo because you call these up people up, they're out there trying to scam you. And that pisses me off. And I get all crazy about this stuff because, you know, and I'd like to find out there, for the people in the chat rooms, you know, how their experience has been, you know, calling these up, if they've actually tried to call up these people, because, you know, over here in the United States, when they've done, you know, the research, you see that, like, they're in what these call centers, Carrie?
Yeah.
And so it's like a boiler room factory. You got, 18,000 people in there, and they have a script. They have a piece of paper that writes out all these general stuff. And their job is to try to keep you on the line as long as they can because they're charging your credit card or they're charging your phone. And you know what? You got to think about it. These guys are making $5 a minute.
That's terrible.
That's a pretty big chunk of change. So, you know, I feel bad for some people. You know, there's some people out there that really need a lot of help and they're so desperate to get some answers that they'll call one of these places for some information and just get, you know, literally just, you know, taken out for a ride. And, you know, now it's even worse because whatever situation there is worse because now they got less money. And they felt like they really tried to get a solution to their problem. But, you know, they were left hanging. And that drives me nuts. It really does.
I've never really watched them or took any notice of them.
Yeah, man, you know it's a crazy thing. But let me ask you this. I mean, over there on your side of the pond, Are these things regulated at all?
I'm not too sure.
That's pretty crazy, because I think over here I don't know if they're regulated either. I just know that every once in a while they get caught up in these scams. We had one many years ago. She this is how you know it was a scam. This woman pretended to be a psychic. She was from the Screen Actors Guild. Now, the Screen Actors Guild is a place where you have to belong to in order to be an actor. So she was actually a professional actor, and she went on TV, and she went under the name of Miss Cleo, right? And she would put on this wonderful show. And the greatest thing about it, Carrie, is that at the end, this is what made it really special. At the end, she had like a Jamaican accent, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end, she'd be like, "Call me now!" And you know what? People were calling her. People were calling her, and they were calling her off the hook. And this lady was making money hand over fist. And it wasn't her. She had like a whole big army behind her of people reading scripts. And you know what happened to her eventually?
No.
She went to jail.
Never.
Absolutely. She went to jail. Because over here, if you make any money over the phone, it's now a federal crime. It's a federal crime. And if you send any money, then it goes across state lines, so now it becomes a federal issue. She went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing is that this is going on all the time. That was just one case where, you know, they actually happened to catch her, you know, and, you know, what she was doing was so ridiculous that they actually caught her. But it's going on with so many other networks. And I won't mention them here because I haven't talked to my lawyer yet. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get you guys. I'm going to call you guys. I'm going to expose you for the liars and scammers you really are. We're going to expose you. But I make sure I got it clear with my lawyer, because, Carrie, over here in America, we live in a very litigious society.
Yeah.
If you give me the evil eye, I think I have a right to sue you.
Better be careful then.
Whether it's real or imagined, you have the right to go seek an attorney and bring somebody down and sue the pants off of them.
Better watch what I'm seeing.
I'm afraid to say the wrong thing to a person.
I bet.
But it's a crazy show. And I think that's why it's so important that Mike's out there, and I love that phrase. He is the people's psychic. I love Mike. Mike's my psychic. And I'm a celebrity psychic, so that's got to tell you something. I trust this guy because he's real. He's out there doing a public service, and he's helping people.
Yeah.
He's helping people. Those other guys, they're hurting people.
And that's why they get a bad name, because of people like that.
You know what? And that makes our job so much harder.
Yeah.
You know, when you deal with the media, and let's be honest with each other, the media loves the blood and gore.
True.
If the media reported good stuff, they go out of business, you know? So their job is to find terrible stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of terrible things going on, and they seem to find it all within our arena. And so that when we're out there trying to do good work, we're getting hit with the hammer of what other people have done. You know, we get those consequences.
Well, there's a question in the chat room by Mr. Guillaume. So what is the difference between someone who owns a website that charges $100 an hour and one who charges over the phone for $2 a minute?
The difference is that the person who owns the website is actually the owner of their business. This is typically a psychic who is working to say, hey, listen, I provide psychic services, I own the site, and I'm willing to do the reading for whatever price that they decide. There's no regulation on what you can or cannot charge. That's a person who's putting themselves out there as a legitimate psychic. The difference now between that and the other program is that nobody knows who you are, and they have these most insane names. Psychic star Marilyn Monroe. Now, that's not their name. That's their stage name, and that's what shows you what type of people they are. You never know who they really are, and you see a little bio on them, But they just work for that particular company that then puts their name out and connects them on a network that then splits fees with them. So let's suppose they're making $5 a minute. The network is probably making 60 to 70% of that $5 and splitting the rest with the quote-unquote psychic. That's the difference between the two.
Right. Well, Mystic, I hope that's helped you a little bit.
It definitely does. And, you know, it's so easy to explain these things. And it's good that the people out there start to ask these type of questions, because it helps them to make better decisions.
Yeah.
That's what I really like. I like people to be able to make the best decisions that they possibly can. Now, this is by no means to say that every person that works for one of these networks is a fraud. That's not what I am saying.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that there is a large majority that aren't psychic. Because, Carrie, I hope when you're doing a reading and somebody's asking you a question, are you reading off a piece of paper or a script?
No, definitely not.
Well, neither am I. Well, you know, because we don't need it, because we're gifted. So if somebody's reading off a script, which you cannot see when you're over the phone, well, you know what? There's a problem there. So I would tell that gentleman to find somebody who has their own site that puts themselves out. Because at least you know that they're putting themselves out, and they're not working for an affiliate firm that they can go and drop a resignation and go work for another place in 2 minutes under a completely different name. How crazy is that?
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know what? That's why we're here. We're here to help people. And sometimes it's only one person at a time. You do the best that you can.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what is there any other questions coming out of that room?
No, not as yet.
Oh Lord. Okay.
I'm sure there will be.
Oh, I'm sure there will be too.
Would you like to tell the listeners about yourself?
Oh, well, sure. I'll tell them a little bit about myself. My name is, I happen to be celebrity psychic Jesse Bravo. I come obviously from my accent. I think you could tell from the United States. I am in New York, and you know, I work with a lot of people, and I do a lot of spiritual work, and I do a lot of, you know, volunteer work, and I work a lot with the community. I do readings, we do seances, we do them all in New York, which is a very, very big place, and I love to do media events, and, you know, it's a lot of fun, and even though we have to deal sometimes with the bad apples, it's quite all right. It is what it is, I say.
Yeah.
I just started a new radio show. We're going to actually broadcast tomorrow. We were in the newspapers today here in the States. And tomorrow we are going to be in the newspapers in, I'll tell you right now, I couldn't even tell you right now. I know it's a newspaper in the UK. But I believe I just deleted it. But, you know what? I'll tell you right now. I'll just look in the sent. The sent email, because I had to send them out our stuff for... Oh, boy. Here we go. All right. Who knows? I can't even tell you at this point. Yeah, it's supposed to be here. It's one of the bigger papers over there. I believe they have a distribution of 6 million. 6 million people who the paper goes out to, and it'll be out tomorrow morning. Mm. So it's going to be great. I mean, we have some of the biggest names over there in the UK. We've got commitments from Derek Acora, Colin Fry, and it's going to be exciting. And we have the names within here in the United States, the big names here, and in Australia, and in Canada. So, you know, essentially what the show's going to be about is going to be about spirituality and psychic and We get the biggest names, and we have producers and celebrities, and see how spirituality plays a role in everybody's life. Like, people think spirituality means this one little thing, and it doesn't. It's such a large brushstroke. And you know what? You could still be from any of the major religions and or anything of any belief and still be spiritual, which I think is a pretty cool thing.
It is.
Yeah. You know, back in the 60s, if you told somebody you were spiritual, they looked at you with a pretty queer eye. You're like, yeah, okay, you know. But now it's starting to mean different things and people are starting to get into it.
Yeah, more and more getting into it now.
Yeah, you know, they're happy now. They're more it means more. It's not like this crazy stuff that, you know, people when you used to talk about spirituality very often confused it with an occult. So, you know, you would tell them that you were spiritual and they think that somehow you were performing witchcraft.
Yeah.
And it wasn't their fault. It was just the fact that there wasn't enough information out there for them to understand. So, you know, it's our fault. And at that time, nobody made the attempt to really go out there and explain it. But, you know, with, you know, technology and the world becoming much smaller and everybody hearing everything with the internet, you know, the dissemination of information has become much easier and people can now understand. So I found out which one it is. Is Express and Star? Is that a newspaper over there?
It is the Daily Star and the Daily Express.
Okay, Daily Star and the Daily Express. We will be there tomorrow morning. We'll be in there. Nice big thanks over there on the your side of the pond for just seeing that the show has this great opportunity to really explore things that haven't been explored before and to let people really have an opportunity to also participate with some of the biggest names out there. You know, one of the things I always say about these bigger name people is that to get a hold of them, you know, the waiting list is, you know, 6-8 years sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to get on the list. I may not be alive. I want my money back. If I die, I want my money back. So it's really tough to get a hold of these people.
Yeah.
And so at least being on the show, you're in the, you know, like, you know, you guys are in the chat room right now and you're out there listening on the radio or the internet radio. And it gives you an absolute opportunity without having to spend a lot of any money, actually, right? Because usually to see these people, if they were going to go, I think there in the UK, I think the big thing over there is what, the Hammerstein, right?
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, it's a big place in Hammerstein. I mean, you know, it costs a lot of money to go over there to see these people, and it doesn't mean that you'll even talk to them. You'll see them, but that doesn't mean that you'll have a conversation. So here at least you have an opportunity of going on the phone lines, going in the chat rooms, and be able to ask some questions that normally you wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
We find that exciting a great deal. So over here, Carrie, we have a very big story. For some of the listeners out there that may be not always all in the pond or from different places, we have a very famous psychic by the name of Sylvia Brown. I don't know if you've heard of her, Carrie.
I haven't heard of her.
Okay. She's a pretty really big psychic, which, you know, I really loved her because, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, Carrie, being psychic was not cool. Okay? All right? Now if you tell people, like, you're psychic, it's a pretty cool thing. Like, hey, this guy's a psychic. Invite him to the party, right? Because, you know, everybody wants to beat you up for information, right? They want you to be, like, the entertainment, right?
Yeah.
They want to be your friend. So now it's a cool thing, and it's even more acceptable. But she was out there on the talk show hosts, on the circuits, beating up the media, showing up who we were when it wasn't cool. So, you know, unfortunately, many years ago, she was on a talk show by the name of Montel Williams Talk Show.
Yeah, someone's just put that in the chat room.
Ah, okay. And what had happened was, is that in the audience, these parents of a missing child, a boy, were able to get on the mic and ask her, you know, hey, our son has been missing. Can you help us find him? And she went out there, and on TV she says, no, he's dead. You can't find him. You're not going to find him.
Never.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that in itself, whatever, is neither here nor there. But the real developing story is that many years later, guess what? They find him alive. They got this boy back into their life. They found him alive.
That's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, so now the media jumps all over Sylvia, eat her alive. So the reason why I'm telling you this story is that we had another development not more than 2 weeks ago where we had these three young ladies that were missing. And, of course, they asked Sylvia, what happened to these young ladies? And what do you think she said? What's your guess?
I don't know.
She said that they were dead.
I was feeling that, but I didn't really want to see it.
Yeah. Well, she once again said that they were dead.
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, the problem is, a couple of days later, they were found alive. So, you know, sometimes, and I wanted to bring this up here, and I think that we should definitely talk about this, definitely you and I, is that, you know, what people don't understand is that as being psychic or being a medium, we're not 100% right. We're not God.
No, we can't always get things right.
No, we're fallible. We are human. Okay? And so we're going to make mistakes. And that's essentially what happened, you know. She's got wrong information. But the media, because of obviously, you know, our past and these things that go on, and like I just spoke about with the, you know, with these hotlines that you can call, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff here where people get swindled out of all this money. You know, they have these psychic scams that we can talk about in a couple minutes. You know, anytime we can make a mistake, all of a sudden we get slammed.
Yeah.
Hard, because we've made a mistake. And I think that's the unfortunate side of being psychic, or not as much as being psychic, but putting yourself out to the media. So, you know, I always say this, Kerry. I do a seance every other week in Manhattan in New York City. And so before I do the seance, I let them know. I say, hey, listen, I just want to let you know, I may be telling you something, and it may make no sense whatsoever. I said, and the reason why it may not make sense is because I could be completely wrong.
Very true.
I could be completely wrong. So at no time, I tell them, at no time should you ever take the information that I am giving you and go and make a decision based on just my word. Even though it's from spirit, and I'm doing the best that I can, you can't make a decision based on it. Because people sometimes, you know, they come and they're like, hey, this psychic told me this, so I did that. And I'm all like, wow, you did that? You know, like, wow. So our job is to guide, not to make decisions. You know, I don't know what you think about that.
No, I agree, yeah.
Yeah, I think that too, that it's best to leave the facts, and what I try to do in my readings is leave all the facts in the client's lap and then let them make the best decision that they can make. And so it leaves all the power with the client, as opposed to saying, you need to do this. You have to do that. And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it is because, you know, I don't know whether you agree with me, it's just that because a lot of psychics aren't trained psychics, they're just people with just raw ability, that there is really no code of ethics.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, even on your side of the pond, which I really love, the spirituality has had a great success over there because you guys didn't have to go underground the way that we did over here. Is that, you know, you have a lot of spirituality that's passed from mother to child, you know, from the family that says, hey, you know, we do this and do that, and they pass it along. But just because a family member passes you along the gift of how it works doesn't necessarily mean that they're the most moral or ethical people.
Yeah.
You know? You know, it's like me having the audacity to go and tell somebody, oh, yeah, you're going to die next week. What? You know? How dare I do something like that? And I wouldn't do something like that.
No, you can't, can you?
You can't. You could be wrong. What happens if they don't die? And then they sue you. At least here in the United States, they'll sue you. We have this very, very, very small circle of people called medical intuitives. Okay? And with the discipline of psychic, of medical intuitive, what these people are able to do is they're able to look at your body. And they actually see what's wrong. And but there's very few of them here in the United States.
We've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're called medical intuitives. I'm going to have one on my show in June. It's a young lady that I know, very, very good, and she's a healer. And they're just able to look at your body, and just by the chakras, how they're lining up in the energy, they'll say, hey, look, you got something wrong with this. This is hurting you, right? Because this is happening. And but here in the United States, if it's wrong, they're in big trouble.
Yeah.
So it's rough when you want to help people, but if you're wrong, the consequences are dire.
Okay.
And maybe let's put this out to the chat room out there. Chat room, you guys in the chat room. Should there be such big consequences when people are trying to help? Like when we're trying to help somebody and we're wrong, should there be massive consequences? Let's just see what they have to say about that.
Well, I'll play some music now.
Okay.
And we'll come back after this song.
Just when you think hope is lost and giving up is all you got. Blue turns black, your confidence is cracked. There seems no turning back from here. Sometimes there isn't an obvious explanation. Deep breath, take it on the chin, but don't forget.
Deep breath, take it on the chin, but don't forget.
Well, welcome back. No, I haven't ever had a sex tape there, Jesse. It's my gift. I thank Sickly for holding the fort there. Jesse, I've been busy. I've been out doing a service for Spirit, working for Spirit all evening. And bless Kelly's heart, she's held the fort. And what can I say? It's been wonderful so far.
I was about to say, she had like a modulating voice where, you know, it just comes out with yours. We should have just did that from the get.
And we should have said, this is Mike Davis in trance. Oh, this is Harry.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think you'll be having any sex changes anytime soon. But
Well, I hope not, Jesse. And that's nothing that, is planned or anything of this sort. but thanks for your concern, Jesse. I really do. We've got another guest on here with us Mike Spirit FM on Spiritual Connections. Obviously, we've got Kerry. Kerry's still here. Still here. A little bit, just say, nervous a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. But we also have somebody else, Jesse, a special guest from your end of the pond. This is June. Hi, June. Are you there with us? June, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hiya, June.
Testing.
Hello, June.
Oh, my gosh, you people are a riot. I'm having a ball listening to Jesse. Nice to meet you, Jesse.
Nice to meet you, June.
High energy.
Jesse, this is a bit of a special guest here because June is the lady that's hosting me and Kerry whilst we are live in America.
Oh, yeah. That is so cool. Where are you from, June?
I am from a little town called New Market, New Hampshire.
Okay. Yeah. That is so cool. That is so cool. I told Mike the other day, I went up skiing. I was not too far from you in Vermont.
Oh, God, it's beautiful there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so New Hampshire, nice place, really far away, but beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful place. Well, it was nice to meet you, by the way. So June, are you up on this whole thing with Sylvia Brown and Mike? I'm gonna key you in. I don't know if you heard what we were talking about.
Well, yes, I certainly did. I've listened. I've been hanging off every word you've been saying. Yes, I know who Sylvia Brown is. And the one thing I want you to remember about me is that I used to describe myself as nobody. I'm just a housewife and a caregiver.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it was a man that said this. He said, don't you ever say that again. You housewives are the backbone of America. And now I have mediumship as well coming into this. So here we go. I'm a baby, though, I guess, compared to most of you that have been out there doing this for a long time.
Well, I'm a little bit lost there, Jesse. What's going down?
What has happened is that, I have a great connection with the biggest names here in America. So I have a very tight connection with them, and it's a very tight community. And what has happened is that, you know, the media always has, you know, I was telling Kerry that here in the United States, the media has a term. And the term is, if it bleeds, it leads. And what that essentially means is that they're looking for more negative than they are positive. If they ever put out all good stuff, they go out of business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So what has happened is that Sylvia Brown, which is a very big cornerstone of the United States movement of spiritualism and psychic phenomena, she had gone off many years ago, and on a talk show, there were some people in the audience that were able to get up to speak to her on the microphone. And they had asked her, they said, hey, listen, we lost our son. Could you help us find him? And so Sylvia, with getting the information that she got, she says, you're not going to find him. He's dead. So, you know, that in itself, you know, whatever it may be, but years later, the boy turns up alive. They find him. So the media go out and they just pummel Sylvia to death because, hey, she was wrong, you know? So now we're going to fast forward many years. About a week and a half ago, we had three girls here in the United States that were missing.
Yes, I remember that. That's been on the news here in the UK, yes.
Yep. Well, guess what? They asked Sylvia, where are they? And Sylvia says, they're dead. Well, they've just been found alive. So now they're pummeling her again. And what I was trying to say to Carrie and what I put out to you is that, you know what, as psychics, we're not perfect. We're not God.
No.
We can't get this right all the time. We can only do the best that we can. And we're human. We're valuable.
Of course.
So, you know, one of the things I was telling Carrie and which I'll say to June is it fair? Is it fair when the media jumps on us when we make mistakes? What do you think
Absolutely
about that?
Absolutely not. I know. And, you know, another thing, too, I feel about you, Jesse. I would love to meet you someday. But I get heart. You have heart. And that's why I fell in love. And forgive me, Carrie, for saying this, but I fell in love with Mike Davies because he has heart. We're working with spirit, and we love them. But, yeah, once in a while, I'm terrified, actually, to get on the radio and make and go ahead and try my mediumship. But my husband is with me here, by the way, Jesse. His name is Jerry, my spirit husband, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
And his energy, by the way, is he's something else. He's got dry humor, so he'll come. He'll probably try to raise some heck with you. He's funny. He said it's not dry. He's just sexy, he said. Well, that's your opinion, Jerry.
Jess, I can vouch for exactly what June is saying. I've had the pleasure of working with Jerry a few times. And, you know, it brings out the, let's say, the best of us.
Yeah.
So, you
okay,
know.
So the question that you're asking, and June has just answered, really, I believe that... No, the media shouldn't jump all over us, you know, and, you know, this happens a lot here in the UK as well. I know that we have one, which I'm not going to name names, we have one famous medium here in the UK that is forever in the papers with, like, fraudulent claims and so on and so forth. And I think it's unfair, you know, as mediums, we connect to the spirit world to the best of our abilities. And, you know, it just makes me think of my service tonight. In this lovely little church, and you know, there was only 8 people there, which is fine. You know, that's the numbers that they have. It's dwindled down a little bit. It used to be up to 20s, 30s. It's down to about 8. So well, there's 8 there tonight.
Mm.
And I says to this one lady, you must have, you know, I quickly established that her mum was with her, and quickly established that, described her, the character, everything was perfect. And I said, what's to do with the glasses? Why does your, you know, did your mum used to wear glasses and did she, like, wanted to take them off and put them on all the time? No, she said. I said, why does she keep showing me glasses? And she said, I don't know. I said, well, she keeps showing me glasses if I want to keep changing them and I'm not happy with these ones, I want to change their ones. Oh, she said, that's simple. I've been like that all day today. She said, I've been trying on different glasses. Doesn't that just say that, you know, because I said, is it your mum that would have changed her glasses all the time? And it was her. Does that mean I was wrong, Jess?
No, absolutely not. And we always got to remember that as the client, they're not aware of what's going on inside of us.
Of course.
And one of the things I try to educate clients before they come to readings is to understand that as a psychic, and I'm quoting psychic as being as the psychic phenomena of seeing information, not the medium part, as the psychic, when the psychic gets an impression, 90% of the time, it's a symbolic impression.
Of course.
It's only 10% of the time do you actually say, hey, listen, I see this green lamp. Do you actually own it or is it symbolic? Oh no, I own the green lamp. That happens only 10% of the time. So I try to educate clients before they come in to say, hey, listen, when a psychic is talking to you, you have to look a little bit beyond the obvious. You got to look a little. Do you have it? No? Okay. Now I know it's symbolic. And then I know that I have to go on a different line because we're not associating with this. So you were completely right, Mike. And you know what? Later on, they mostly always come back and they always say, oh, by the way, remember when you said this and it didn't make any sense?
Mm.
And then they come back. This is what it means. And sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's 9 months, sometimes it's never.
See, the point I'm trying to make, the Jess, you know, that sometimes, you know, the media may jump on things, you know, because, like you said, you know, these people have been found and, you know, we've got mediums here. You know, the information that came through tonight was the glasses keeps being taken off. Because I took her as the mother, it doesn't mean that I was wrong. What it means was that it was my delivery of that was maybe just a little bit off. It doesn't mean the spirit was wrong. So for me to jump over something as simple as that, I think it's silly. I think it's pathetic, if I'm honest with you. And I think that, you know, we as mediums are the in-between bit. You know, the word medium is to mediate, from one thing to another. And we as spiritual mediums understand that we are mediating from one dimension of life to another dimension of life. And that's all the word medium is. And, you know, but depending on which way the medium works that we have, our clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, transfiguration, I mean, the list is really endless, isn't it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're working on a clairsentience where you are just sensing the spirit world, then you are just sensing a feeling, you're sensing of something that's happening. So in actual fact, of where, you know, this lady had predicted these people had passed away, maybe she was picking up on an energy that was around them that somebody had passed away. You know, it's very difficult, Jess, isn't it, to work off maybe a photograph of a person alive, able to connect to their energy to see whether they're alive or dead. You know, it's an inanimate object. The one, thank you, Jess. Okay. Inanimate object. And once you have that, you know, if you had something, you know, I remember there's a boy that's gone missing around where I live, and they said, we can send you a photo of him. And I said, well, you know, I don't want a photo of him. If you could fetch me something that he would have worn, then maybe I can pick up on things that way, because it's something that he would have touched, something he would have been, it had his vibration on it, rather than just a blank photo of someone, you know, which I feel it's a lot better because it's the vibrational things that we're picking up on. And that's where the psychic comes into it, isn't it? But psychic has nothing to do with mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different thing. And we as people, I suppose, we get the two mixed up together. And do you find that happens a lot, just particularly with people that may not have that level of an awareness of the spirit world?
You know, people get confused very quickly for many things. Forget about psychic and mediumship.
Yes.
the world is an interesting place. But, you know, sometimes you just got to roll with it, and you do your best you can to educate people.
Of course.
But, you know, but what happens is the more you experience with this, the better that you become on both the client side and the psychic side. So I think it's a relationship.
Most definitely.
No. I put this off to Carrie, which I'll put off to you in June. One of the problems I think that happens in the psychic arena is that there is no rules or regulation. It's an unregulated, you know, there's no code of ethics.
Yeah.
And do you believe maybe that we should maybe have some type of coded ethics to say, hey, listen, this is not something that's enforceable. This is not something that you have to go to court to abide by, but possibly this is the best way to live or to do your work. Do you think that's something that's legitimate or even fathomable?
Let you answer that one in a minute, and then I'll answer as well.
Well, what I'd like to do is see people out there take responsibility as well to educate themselves a little bit. This is what I did when I first started getting readings. When Jerry passed in 2010, it was a month later when I heard Jerry say to me, June. And then from there, you know, it expanded to more paranormal experiences. But the thing of it is, what did June do? Well, the first thing I did was think I was crazy. I thought I was crazy and that I wasn't handling the grieving process. But what I then next did was I went to the computer and I typed in, is there such a thing as afterlife or people living and things like that? I researched. And that's what I'd recommend to people. And if they don't want to do that, please at least consider going to one of Mike's or Jesse if you have workshops, or learn, or just sit and keep listening to Mike and Jesse and trust that your loved ones are trying to reach you, and you're not crazy. And there's so many ways they're doing it. There's so many ways Jerry does this, especially with music. That's my answer. I think that people should educate themselves and quit putting it all on the psychic medium's shoulders. These people are loving people. You know that. That's why you people are tuned in out there, because you love Mike. You love Jesse. That's why you're there. That's why you're here with us. I hope we get some questions.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of time for that, Mike. But what about you?
Most definitely. Well, I think, Jess, that I developed my ability in a spiritualist church, you know, and it took a number of months before I was able to receive things.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time to develop it, and an opportunity was given me to take a part of a spiritualist church service, which I was still developing, and so on and so forth. I believe, yes, we should be under some kind of regulated, because since the days, and, you know, I mean this, no offensive to any, just look, Mike Spirit FM, you know, in any TV, any radio, any kind of media, any medium that goes out in the public eye, this is not disrespectful to anyone, but since we've gone out and done this in the public eye, and, you know, Jess, I'm guilty of that myself, put out in the public eye, since then, mediumship or people that's been working for the spirit world has been coming out very faster, very quicker. And so let's just look at this. We live in a very fast takeaway world today, don't we? You know, if we want food, we can go to McDonald's that quick and go and get a meal that quick. You know, I was just a couple of weeks ago, I was putting some music on a CD for the kids. And my daughter said to me, "How long is that going to take, Dad?" Oh. You know, so we do live in a very fast takeaway world. You know, it's ages to wait a minute for music to burn on a CD, and unfortunately, we have kind of taken the days of where spiritualism and where mediums would sit for years upon years upon years in to develop a gift. We have taken that away, and we want it today. We want it now. And unfortunately, I think that we're starting to lose the quality of the basics of the communication.
Yes.
Because the communication should be, and this is my opinion and my opinion only, that it should be about communicating to the spirit world by giving evidence that life continues on beyond death. Mm. In other words, if I say I can communicate to the spirit world, or I can give you a spiritual message, whichever way you look at it, my job is to prove survival of the human soul.
Mm.
Anything else, it doesn't matter. And once we kind of take away the psychic, the everyday-to-day thing, and strip it back to the basics, once we can prove that there's life after death, our job as a medium is done. But unfortunately, as I said, we live in a very fast takeaway world. We're not so much interested in sitting. You know, if let's just say, you know, if we had a student that came in front of us now and said, "I want to develop my mediumistic abilities," if I said, "Okay, it's going to take 10 years," they'd laugh at me today. But yes, they'd say,
"You're right." You know, I'll say something here. You know, in New York, you know, we're known as a fast city.
Yes.
God forbid if you're walking down the street and you're not walking 25 miles per hour, you may get beat up because you're walking too slow, right?
Yeah.
I had the same problem too. You know, when I first started to develop my gift, and I was reading and researching, and I read about the unfoldment of mediumship, and I had no clue what they were talking about. What do you mean this unfoldment? I'm from New York. Let's go. I'm taking a class. Let's go now. Right?
You know,
and you're right. It took such a long time to understand what was going on.
See, and that's where the problem is today, I feel. You know, not just in the UK or America or anywhere. It's the same thing. We want it now, and we want to be able to work with it now. And we are happy to settle for anything that comes in. Now, I'm fortunate, and I say I'm fortunate, I thank my lucky stars every single day, Jesse and June, that I connect to the spirit world, because, as I said, I was fortunate enough to develop my abilities in a spiritualist church, where I served on the committee for 14 years, as vice president for three of them 14 years, and wore every hat possible in that committee room, from booking secretary to working the kitchen, serving teas and coffees, which I'm still happy to do now. I don't mind serving tea and coffee. I enjoy that. But, you know, I wore every hat in that building. But the lady I sat with was a lady that has been doing it for like 40, 50 years. And she came from the era of where you would sit for 20 years or more before you would even be classed as any kind of medium.
Wow.
Because going back to the days where it would be hidden down in cellars, down in darkened rooms, older nuns asking, is there anyone there? And, you know, we can't deny that fact because that's where we've come from. But today's society, I mean, I know that we have to move along with the times, but I think that mediumship has moved a little bit far, too far in front of times, because instead of settling for one thing, we need to understand, we can develop, as mediums, we can develop whatever gift that we feel necessary or we feel we would suit. So if I was clairaudient and I wanted to develop clairvoyance, if I sat for it long enough and developed that ability long enough, it would be there. And I think that if we all start thinking, okay, let's go back to the days of where we would sit for months, weeks and years and so on, then what a different strain of mediumship it would be now to what it is at, sorry, what it would be then to what it is now. As I said, I'm fortunate. I'm one of the lucky ones. And as I said, I thank my lucky stars. And, you know, I've not only worked myself, but I've been fortunate enough to develop mediums for the last 15 years, taking circles and everything else. And there's nothing that pleases me more to see someone that comes in that doesn't know anything about spiritism, to able to get them working with the spirit world. You know, that pleases me like you wouldn't believe, because I know that it's a sense of achievement. And I believe, as well that Jesse, and I hope you may have a little take on this, I think that we're all born in this life with a gift of being psychic. But not all psychics will develop into being mediums. What's your take on that?
Okay.
I agree with that. June, you talk first.
I'm sorry. Well, no. Well, I guess I'm not going to talk. I guess this is going to be my husband. He'd like to ask or make a statement, actually, he said, from the other side, point of view. Okay, Jerry. Okay. He's letting me know that how it can be upsetting to spirit when a medium doesn't get it right. In other words, he's using me as an example. He asked me if it's okay. Yes, it is. I had a medium tell me yesterday that Jerry was coming through and didn't like my hair. Wanted to know if it let my hair grow. And then she started to explain how he was telling her this. Well, of course, fortunately, it was fine. It doesn't bother me. That's fine. So he'd like to see my hair longer. But when we got home, he said, June, now here's what the hell I said. This is what I said. I said, I'd like to see your hair. And then Jerry explained my hair, pulled back on one side. He always wanted me to wear flowers in my hair. And he showed me. What she told me was completely nothing like the way he was. So she took over and ran with it. And so Jerry's saying that's difficult from spirit's point of view when they give a message and the medium doesn't deliver the message properly. It hurts. It can hurt all the way around.
Mm. All right.
So I guess according to Jerry, the spirit world has their favorite mediums, Jesse and Mike, and that's why I guess I was led to Mike, because Mike is one of Jerry's favorite mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their favorites. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah.
Well,
so just, what,
I'll tell you, Mike, what my opinion is. I believe that everyone is born with the ability. And I know I spoke to somebody recently on your side of the pond, and he was not of that opinion. not that we had a heated discussion. We had a conversation about it. But I am of my opinion from my experience so far that, you know, everybody has a sense of psychic ability, but not everybody has the opportunity nor the want to develop it.
That's right.
So
that's
I am of that opinion when you say it.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend like that, Jesse. She's excellent. She's wonderful, but she just doesn't really care about that gift, and she'd rather not be pushed into that. So yeah.
Yeah, you're not. If you're not ready, you're not ready, and that's the way
right.
it goes.
Yeah.
And you can look this up many times. Like I'm sure if you looked at your own childhood, looking back now as an adult, and with maturity. You could probably see how many times when you were a kid where a spirit was talking to you, but you were unwilling or unable to understand what was going on.
Well, back in my day, I was not only, it wasn't so much I wasn't willing. I knew that, as you both, I think you mentioned it earlier, that I couldn't tell. Mm. What I saw at the foot of my bed in Vermont one summer evening, I went under the covers at the age of 8. And I never came back out again until Jerry passed and showed me what I was capable of all this time. You just didn't tell Mom and Dad what you saw at the foot of your bed. Mm. You didn't do that.
No.
Yeah. Too bad.
So, well, you know, Jesse and Jim, we can talk about this all night. We really can. You know, about spirit, psychic, and it's a wonderful topic, isn't it?
Yeah, we should have a. We just should have a segment on. How could we ever figure out regulation?
Wow.
What would be ethical and non-ethical as part of a book that new psychics could read to be a guiding point for a future career in being a psychic, whether professional or a helper?
Well,
I have a list of rules.
An interesting book to read. I really do. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And it would be great if we can actually leave something so that when we depart this body, that will continue on without us. And you know, names are, you know, your name is Mike. Your name is June. My name is Jesse. You know, depart the names and the body and all that stuff. That will be here to guide people going forward to bring some light. More light, at least. It ought to be interesting.
It would, you know, but, you know, there is many pioneers that's passed on before us that's given us wonderful knowledge and information. But I can just see that book, JJM.
JJM in the morning. yeah, you know, it takes guts. It takes guts, and it takes also, you know, because I was telling your wife, Mike, that, you know, I was really ripping these psychic networks that are out there.
Yeah.
That charge, you know, $5 a minute. And, you know, and you know what? And those would give us the most hostility because that's not how they run their business.
Yeah.
Their business is about making money.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, they don't want ethical. They don't want to say, hey, listen, my employees are reading from a script. To keep this person engaged on the phone as long as possible so that we can charge their credit card and make as money, because at the end, the bottom line is how much money we're making. So, you know, we would get the most heat from those people, but I'm sure that other people would be more than happy to be like, you know what, this sounds great, and this could be something that we could live with going forward that would be right. And you know what, it would save us from a lot of trouble because it would save us from us.
Most definitely. Okay, Jesse, June, we're going to open up the phone lines because the queue is just coming up and up and up. open the phone lines. Let's go to Patricia. Hi, Patricia, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you doing? I enjoyed listening to your conversations, and I have a question. I wanted to find out if Spirit can give me some insight as to what my abilities are or what my gifts are, if I do have them, and what I should do.
Okay. Jess, do you want to start with this one, or do you want me to start?
I'll jump on this really quick because this is a really easy one. And your name, can you tell us, Patricia?
Patricia.
Patricia, is that your real name or not?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I'll ask for Patricia, and if you're known by another name, I may be getting entirely different information. So, Patricia,
okay.
With you, I as soon as you started talking, I started to see an image, which is kind of funny, but I saw an image of you going to your pocket and giving. So for me, you're a giving person, and I feel with me it comes from the heart. So I don't know about a particular ability with psychic, but I tell you what makes you happy, and that's what we got on here. We got a life thing here going on, which is probably more important than a quote-unquote ability. I feel that personally, for you to give to people makes you happy. And that heart thing that you connect with helping people, is really what lies there. And I don't even talk about money. That's just a side thing. I just think more of helping person. I think you're a person that needs to be in a position where you're constantly helping people for a greater good. So those type of people and those type of characters are more that belong to more of global type of networks, like, you know, Save the Trees, PETA, Whales, something in a bigger scheme of things where you can help and feel like you're actually making a dent in something. But something that's a little bit more than one-on-one. It has to be more of a global thing. But I do believe you're able to help people around you. That's for sure. But I believe that for you, when you connect with your heart, helping is where it's really, really at. So here's the only time I ever ask any questions. Do you currently belong to an organization, like a big global thing?
I used to do a lot of advocacy. And I recently applied for a position to help children, but there was too much regulation, and it really turned me off because I could not give freely in my own natural way, without all the paperwork and the red tape. So that I declined from that, but I do my helping in my own natural way, and you are correct, I am a giver. I love to help, and I do have a very big help heart and with lots of love. And so that I do, but I do it on a personal level, and
yeah,
I try to do it on a global.
So here's where we're gonna flip the script here. I know you can do that on the personal level. Everyone does that on a personal level. But what now you got to figure out is how can you do it on a much larger scale? And the question really comes down to is, are you willing to put across your personal beliefs to help people? So that's really where the crossroads where you're at. Are you willing to say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to help these people because it's just too much regulation. So as a result, I'll do nothing. So, you know, that's where the real meat and potatoes of this whole thing is. And I'm not going to say this to you. But the word that comes up that they're pushing to me is, are you going to be selfish about this? That's really what comes up for me is the selfishness. Are you going to be selfish to take away because you can't give it the way that you want? And that's your own cross that you have to bear on this particular issue. But I believe that you're more than capable of transcending your beliefs to sort of move to that next level. Find that thing that's perfect for you. And work it hard because I believe that you'll have so much fun. And like, what better in life is when you're having fun and you're giving and you feel great? Well, like, what else is there? So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And with the regulation thing, what I do is I just skirt around it and I do it my own way. And it's very, very successful when I do go that route.
Okay.
So, but yes, you are correct as far as the heart energy. Definitely. And I wanted to find out, you know, if there were any other gifts and what I could do about that.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll let now somebody else sort of chime in here. Right? Mike, June, who wants to pick up the second part of this?
Well, Mike?
Yes,
Mike?
One, yep.
I'd like to try this. It'll be my first time, so I'm going to put my neck out there, and I've got about five or six things. I'd like to try a couple of them.
Okay.
If I may. Okay. The first thing I got was uncle. You have an uncle on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. This is your uncle speaking to you. He also gave me arts and crafts. Are you into arts and crafts?
Not really, but once in a while, yeah. Okay.
My husband's cautioning me. My husband is my teacher, Jerry, and he just cautioned me. He'll put up the caution sign. One of the things he said was not to ask you, just give you what I got and let you tell me. I don't tell you, he said. Thank you, Jerry. Also, I got baritone. Does that mean anything to you, baritone?
Maybe singing or music. I used to play a flute, but...
Okay, I didn't know, but this uncle sounds to me like he might have been a baritone. He's telling me that you need possibly a change of scenery.
Okay.
Also, I got Monster Mash.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a song. I don't know when you were a little girl, I get the feeling this is one of your favorite uncles or your favorite uncle.
It could be, yeah. I think I know who it is.
Okay. do you want me to give a name? I'm asking the uncle if he'd like. I'd like to try an Uncle John.
I don't know a John.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to let that one go. And finally, I'm hearing that you have the ability to be a healer and that you should possibly look into that. Do you have any experience with healing and trying healing?
Well, yes, I do, just in my
okay.
own way. Mm-hmm. I have not gone to school or anything for that. It's just a natural thing.
Okay. He's hoping that that's what you'll try. You'd be excellent, and I don't know if you realize it, but Reiki healing or something like that, if you'd look into that, please, he said. And also, finally, he's telling me that you possibly might have had some paranormal experiences already. Do you want to share? He's telling me you have paranormal experiences. And that's all I have because I'm a little nervous about this.
Oh, you have done wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
You have tapped in. I'll have to look into the Monster Mash, though. I don't know what that means.
Well,
sounds
okay.
fun, though.
And after
sounds
these
like
guys,
a fun part of
my life. Actually, got to say thank you to Jesse. And Mike both,
because
they gave me the courage to try this. They said it was all right to be wrong. So
I love
thank
your
you.
Energy. Thank you.
Oh,
and thank you to your husband. His name is Jerry. Thank you, Jerry.
His name is
Jerry. Thanks. Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you, June and Jesse. So your question was, do you have an ability and what is it if you have one?
Yes, and what I should do about it, because I know there's all different types of abilities, and, you know, I'd like to hone in, because, you know, there's different parts.
Okay, we would be here all night long if I went through every ability.
Oh, I know.
Spirit world, okay? But first things first, I know I have people with me from the spirit world that's working with me. And first of all, I believe that I've got somebody that's connected to your mum's side of your family that comes through. I know that this person it's a lady. I believe it may even be your mum that comes through there from the spirit world. And as this lady comes through, she makes me aware that before she passed, that her body gave up on her long before that she passed on to the spirit world. So I know that you have been very much confined and restricted towards the end of her life. Do you understand of this being your mum?
Yes.
Bless her. Okay. Now, she makes me aware that to answer your question, do you find that sometimes your hands get very hot?
And yes.
Generate from your hands? Because that's, the one gift that I love is the healing vibration, okay? Because to give somebody healing when they're down or when they're in pain, to bring that comfort to someone, I believe that's the most powerful gift of all. Far better than any gift that I have, because it's healing the body, okay? Now, I know that you've done this before, the healing. Is that right?
I just do this with people that I meet. If I sense that they're down, I will give them a pat on the back or something and soothing. You know, that's all I know. I just transmit energy to the other person.
Okay. See, because that, to me, is the healing vibration, okay? Now, how you go about using it, it's simple, okay? you develop it. Okay, now I know that there's lots of Reiki healers, and they do wonderful, wonderful work. I know June is a Reiki master. So I know that all the healing vibration that comes from the spirit world, it's all transmitted healing. And I believe that's the area where this lady, your mum, wants me to put you, because I know that not only with your hands, with your voice, and the way you conduct yourself, the way you speak to people, you find this a very calming, relaxed environment, and people come and share their problems with you. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
I know that the healing works in many ways. It doesn't have to be healing of the body. Healing of the mind is so powerful, and I know that you already do this. Okay, so develop it, work with it, understand it. Does that answer your question there, Patricia?
Yes, you were so accurate, and you made me feel really good about it. So thank you very much. And I try to give more every day, and so I do believe in what you're saying, and I appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you, Patricia. And then we can always download a copy of our reading in the archive at Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you to the three of you. I appreciate your time. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you for letting me practice.
Oh, it was so beautiful. Thank you. I hope you continue. You have a wonderful gift.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the next caller, and I believe that we have Vera here with us. Hi, Vera.
Hi. Thank you so much. Actually, I was quite flattered. I thought that I was very young of age, but I'm actually 35. So I just want to assure you that I'm definitely, more than capable of having this telephone conversation. I thought that was very funny because, my voice does make me appear very young, so I should probably use this as a tool to meet men before they actually see the me.
Oh. So how can we help you?
So thank you. I've had one time a reading with Mike, and I must say that you're so wonderful and very supportive, and it's always a joy to talk to you. And it's been a while, so I just wanted to check in because I had a question about this guy that I really like, and I just don't know whether it's going to go anywhere. So I'm just wondering if somebody from the spirit world or if you're getting any kind of an indication as to whether this is going to go anywhere or not.
Well, do you want me to start with this one? And then...
Sure. She's asking for you, so might as well get in there. The specialized is a shout-out for you.
Okay. Vera, I know that I want to talk to you about someone that I do have in the spirit with the call.
Okay.
And this gentleman makes me feel wants to be very sharp with the tongue, very blunt. And whatever you had to say out to would come, please, or offend. My dad's side of the family, so no, that's reconnected. Yeah, when was very quick with going home. And I do believe it was the heart that took this man into the spirit.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mike, it's a little bit breaking up. Is it just me or is everybody, can everybody hear Mike or is it just me?
No, I cannot.
He's breaking off, right?
Yes.
You couldn't hear any of that then, could you, Vera?
No, I'm so sorry. It was like
it sounds like background noise.
Okay.
And actually.
Got in, Vera, that is.
Okay, I can hear you now perfectly, but you were like, you went silent for a few seconds.
Okay. Well, he links to your dad's side of your family. Okay.
Okay.
He's home to the spirit world. I believe it was the heart that took this man in the end to the spirit. It was his heart that took him into the spirit world. I believe that he's a very blunt man in this car, so it's whatever he had to say out would come, please, or offend. Okay, and as I said, I believe he links to your dad. Do you understand what a gentleman like to say for me in the spirit world?
I think so, yeah.
See, and I know to answer your question that about this guy that you quite like. You know, if I said to you that you haven't met him many times, I believe that you've met him a few times. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but we didn't get introduced properly or dating or I just met him. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That's fine, because I know it's very new, okay? Now, see, I believe that I want to say to you, you know, let's not run before we walk. Let's take
one
step at a time, okay? Now, I want to see the image I have in my mind is like a horse. So when you pull the reins on a horse and you slow the horse down, my gosh, I want to slow
you
down, okay? I want to slow you down and say, you know, take it one step at a time, because I know that, you know, your pathway has been very difficult for you of late. And throughout, it's been very difficult. And I know that it's been, you know, it's been like one thing after another. And I feel I want to, like, pull the reins in a little and just let it come to you rather than you go to it. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
perfect.
I think so.
Okay, Jess, do you want to add in there?
Yeah, I definitely do. Could you tell me your name again, please?
Vera, V-E-N-E-R-A.
Verna.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know, Vina, when you started talking, what started to come with me really quick was this this fear. Like, when I'm talking to you, I see, like, you know that sand, you know, the clock that the sand goes down? I feel like for me, and I'm you, that time is running out, and I have this fear that I'm going to be alone. And that fear, unfortunately, is something that permeates through you. And people feel that. And one of the byproducts of that is that it makes people very hesitant, because it makes people feel sort of uncomfortable, because they feel the pressure. You know what I mean? So the vibe that you put off, they feel it, and it's almost like, hey, what the hell is going on here? Because I'm not married. I'm going out, but I'm not married yet. But I feel married because I feel that pressure pushing me. And so one of the things I want to tell you is that, please, in this particular relationship, it is not an audition. You're not auditioning, and I want you to be you, because I feel as Spirit is pushing me to say that you're putting on this show for this person on, hey,
well, actually,
look
we
what
haven't
a...
Even...
I'm
we
sorry?
We haven't even started to date. We haven't even started to date or anything.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if it's going to be a possibility.
Well, here's what
know?
I will tell you then. When you have this relationship, do not put on a show.
Okay?
Meaning, it's not an audition. You're not trying to show them what a great human being that you are and why they need to do something. Okay?
Okay.
You just got to be you. They got to feel calmness from you.
Okay.
That's what they push, because they keep like pushing on me, and I feel pressured, and I know that that's what they're talking about, the audition. So I would ask you, in this particular relationship, just be you, hang out, be cool, and they'll get it. But if you audition and you try to prove all this stuff, it's just not, I just don't feel that it works as effectively, if that makes any sense to you, okay?
Yeah, it does. And it actually, it's been like 10 years since I've actually, you know, done this, to be honest with you. It's just, I've been very busy with my work. So it's been crazy. Not that I haven't had chances, I just have been closed my eyes in terms of that part of my life. And now I'm 35 and I would like to have, I'm more or less feeling like that in terms of having children, not so much about the fear of being alone in that regard, just like the kids. I'd like to have one at least, but I'm very happy. You know, I'm very self-sufficient, have a really good job and a lot of education. So I'm kind of okay with that. But just this kid part.
Yeah. I know the clock was going down. I didn't know what the clock was about, but I knew it was ticking. And so that's why they showed it to me as like sand going down, like time's running out. So cool. So you know what? Like I said before, Spirit is just telling you, play it cool. Just relax and enjoy it. Because I think real lesson here is if you can enjoy yourself, it doesn't matter where this is going, because you'll eventually get where you want to go. You know? So
great.
It's more like the bigger lesson about this. So I'm sorry that they put out so bluntly, and I'm so sorry
That's
to put
okay.
it to you like that.
That's
but
fine.
I need to put
I live,
out to you
I also
so you
lived
completely
in New York
understand.
For 8 years. Yeah, it's
I'm
fine.
Sorry?
I understand. I lived in New York for 8 years, so I can kind of feel you know, the style, your accent is really cool. I love that tip. It's just like, ah, it's right in my heart. But but yeah, so good. So because I'm very, very attracted to this guy, like very, and we also have a distance. So I was just wondering if it's ever. But I feel like you're not so concerned about that possibility. You just are more concerned with regards to once I do get asked, like, you know, on a date, you know, how to kind of get it rolling, you know.
Yeah.
So
you see, spirit moves you. You know, you're talking about like micro, and spirit likes to look in macro.
Yeah,
because if you don't get the little small things right, the big things never happen anyway. So who cares? So they want you. So in spirit looking, they look from a different angle. They're like, hey, let's look at this because this is the real issue here. Let's not talk about that. So it is so cool you get it, and I'm so happy that I was able to deliver that to you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. June, do you have anything to say?
Well, I'd like to try. Just a couple.
Okay.
what I'm getting for you is completely different from everybody else. I'm hearing pets. Do you have pets on the other side?
Pets? Oh,
any
no.
Any dogs?
I'm sorry. No. I haven't had any dogs, actually.
Okay.
Ever. Isn't that so sad? That's very sad. But it's culturally speaking. I love dogs, but. Yeah.
Well, that's what I got. I got some animals here, and I had Shaggy Dog, and I had a special collar that one of these dogs wore.
Okay.
Something about talking to the animals, I don't know. And I got Dutch Treat. Dutch Treat, I wonder if you have a history of Dutch.
No, I don't think
okay.
so. No, I'm from Eastern Europe.
That's okay. That's all I got.
But I did have a Reiki healing. I've been having actually one every other week, and you know I've become very familiar with the animal spirits, and, you know what they mean, and so I'm thinking maybe this could be like a message or something. So.
Well. Okay, there's one that they're reminding me here that I didn't give you. Are you by any chance wearing a striped shirt?
Right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Whoever this is with you. they're telling
good.
Me you have a striped. They're telling me you have a striped shirt on. Okay, so I don't know what else I. That's all I have.
Well,
I'm a little
you
nervous.
So much, June.
thank you.
Thank you
for letting me
try.
Thank you, Jesse.
No problem. And thank you, Mike and Jesse. And Mike, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Have a great day.
Very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Remember, you can always download a copy of that show in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay, guys. Should we go to some music?
Sure.
Okay, let's... have this one. I know Kelly's chosen this one, and I know I love the artist, so what happens?
Oh.
Oh, what a lovely song.
Very nice.
Absolutely lovely song. Lovely words. Okay, so should we go back to the phone lines?
Whatever you want to do, Mike. This is your show.
Okay. Let's go to area code 760. Hi, area code 760. Are you there, Will?
California.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
I'm
from California.
All the you guys are doing. They're really good. What's that?
I said 760. That's California?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, you must be psychic.
No, I think I just know the area codes.
I was calling because I wanted to see after I heard the other lady asking about she had any gifts and what she can do to, you know, make them better. And so I was wondering, I was listening to you guys, so I decided to call in and see about the same thing.
Cool. Who wants to take this first?
I'd like to just have her first name, please.
Chirica.
Teresa, thank you. No, I don't
no,
want to be
Chirica.
First. Thank you. I'm sorry?
Chirica.
Chirica. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let Mike and Jesse.
Well, you passed this off to me. I'm fine. I'll take it right up. All right, Chirica, how's everything going, sweetheart?
Good, good.
All right. You sound like such a happy and joy person, so this is going to be pretty easy here. You know, for me, I want to tell you, I don't know if you're in the entertainment business. Okay?
No.
And I know you're in California, but I feel this very strongly because, you know, with me it comes to me that really you would do well like in the entertainment business. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you did like a talk show, something based where you're like constantly conversating with people, because I feel a very openness when I hear you.
Uh-huh.
of just being able to conversate with people. So I feel like you generally don't have fear talking to people and getting stuff across, and that's a real hard talent to find, okay? So
true.
I want you, and this is the – oh, God, I just said that. I broke my own rules. I'm so sorry. I broke my own – because Spirit was allowed to talk through me for a second, and that's not allowed. So here's what I would say. Spirit would like you to start looking – into the field of entertainment, because I believe that you can be great at doing something in the entertainment business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, have you ever tried that type of stuff?
No, I haven't.
Have people told you before that, like, you're real friendly and, like, people can talk to you and, like, it's, like, really easy? Have people told you that before?
Yeah, a lot of my friends and family.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now we're going to take this one step closer. And I would say to go out there and start to be in that entertainment field, because I believe that you can make a great deal of money, even to the point of, like, public relations, where, like, you'll be having on behalf of media and things of that nature, where you just get along with people and you can build relationships. And that type of stuff, I mean, you can make a great deal and you'll have fun, because – you're going to do what you like to do, which is talking. I think that you're a talker. You
yes.
Like talking. You could talk, like you could talk to me, and you'll talk me to death, like my ear will fall off, and you'll like pick it up and put it back on my face. Like, I'm not done yet. So what a great job for you to just talk of what you love to do, and you'll be able to make money. Isn't that awesome? Like, you won't have to
yes,
do anything else. Which is, like, so cool. Like, hey. That's what I like to do, so I think that you're that type of person. And in the media field, I think that you would do well, very, very well. And start using that to your advantage, because I feel that you're still a very young person, okay? I feel, I don't know if it's 28 to
30,
but okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because you know how women are. You just slap me right over the phone. Pow! Like, oh, don't say my age over the end. Like, people are listening here. So I'm glad that Spirit gave me right. You're a very young person, so you have time to make this adjustment. And what's more importantly is I believe at this age you're mature. Oh, listen, please don't beat me up, all right? You ready for this?
Yes. Spirit is telling me that for a long time you were not mature at all, okay? And now you are maturing, because I feel that you're a late bloomer with maturing, okay? So now is the right time. Now, and that's what they say, like when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Well, I believe now is the time that because you're maturing, you're able to hear this message and say, you know what? Let's flip the script. Let's do something new. And yeah, I could see myself having fun, making money here, and this is the time, and let's go. So you heard it here first, okay?
Okay.
So when you go and you do your stuff, I better get a call and be like, Jesse, thank you. Thank you for delivering that, because I needed to hear that. I needed to get my ass in gear, and this was the right time to hear it, and now I'm so happy because I believe that this is going to be done. You heard it here first. I just put out a prediction. I ain't afraid. I'm not afraid.
Okay.
Yay, so
Jesse.
I feel that strongly. And believe me, when MTV hires me to do stuff, I have to do the exact same thing. So if I'm doing it for them, I'm going to do it for you. Go and do it. I'm telling you, you're going to be happy. So with that,
okay.
I'll leave this off to either June or Mike to come in and follow up.
That was awesome, Jesse.
Yes, it was. You got me all pumped up.
He did. He too.
When Spirit tells me to do it, you got to do what you got to do, right, Mike?
Almost. Jesse, the one thing you mustn't do is hold back and hold back information.
Nope. Nope, not at all. I don't think I have a problem with it. So, Mike, you got anything, or are you
going to now there? Okay. you know, I believe I want to say that to you that I want to start by saying that there's that you understand the spirit yourself. You understand of how communication works. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that this would go back in your family in some way?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that I've got somebody that's quite an older aunt doing what we're doing right now, okay? And this would be a lady that would be able to connect to the spirit world when she was here with us. I know that she was able to use the tools. I know that she was able to work. And I believe that it follows the line of mother's side of the family. Now, I know as this lady connects around you that she wants me to say that she's been there with you. She's seen differences within your life. She's seen you go forward. She's seen you go back. And would I be right in saying to you at the moment that you feel as if you're holding yourself back in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying to you it's down to something that's going on in your life right now that you feel maybe I shouldn't push at this, okay? Because I feel I want to push you forward at this and just say to you, you know, you go for it and stop holding yourself back, because sometimes holding yourself back is the worst thing ever. You know, you have to put yourself out there and just do it. Does that make sense there, Joe?
Yeah, that does.
Okay. Now, see, again, in gifts and everything else, I know Jesse's already said there about working in the in that field there of entertainment. But I feel as if I want to say that, see, you have this ability to know when the spirit world is with you. Is that right?
I think I thought I didn't, but I wasn't sure.
Okay. See, because sometimes you feel that there's someone standing over you and you turn around, there's nobody there. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that, and that's an ability to know or to sense that there is a spirit energy around you. Okay. Now, whatever you're saying that you, that, you know, that's the area where you feel more drawn to, spiritually. I want to understand more about it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that you thought of starting something up, whether it's starting going to a class, or you've started to think, should I do a class myself, or should I go to a class? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that I'm being told you to say to you about the classes, about starting something up. And, you know, the longer you leave it, the longer it's going to take. It's as simple as that. So, you know, work with it. It's there for you, and to develop what gifts ever, whatever gifts that develop there for you. Okay. So I know that there's I know that there's a capability. somebody. She just whispers gently into my ear and she says to me, tell her to go for it. Okay, tell her
okay.
to...
Okay.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying? Stop holding yourself back.
Yeah, I think that's what I was doing, just holding myself back.
Okay. Do you want to add in the June?
Well, I have a few things.
Don't be shy. Come on.
Well, I am. I do have a... It took me a year and a half to even actually come out of the closet. I didn't want anybody to know what I was doing. I got right away, anchors away. Does that mean anything to you?
Anchor away?
Anchors away is what the spirit is giving me. That maybe this spirit was in the Navy, or did you actually think of joining the Navy yourself?
No, I did. I wasn't. My sister was thinking about it. She wanted to.
All right.
But my grandpa was in the Army.
Well, let's see what else we have here then.
Okay.
I also got a surfer. This spirit was a surfer, loved the surfing.
Oh, a surfing?
Surfing.
I don't know anybody, but my grandma's side is the one that they live up there by, you know, the beaches and stuff. I didn't get to know them, so that could have been somebody with her side.
That's okay. And this person, this spirit, was blonde?
Yeah, that would probably be on my grandma's side because my grandma was white.
Okay.
My other side's all native, so it has to be with her side.
They're telling me a little bit, I think, about you yourself. I heard neat Nick. Are you a neat Nick? A very neat person?
No. I guess you can say I am.
All right. And
yeah,
this spirit...
I have to have certain things in a certain way.
Okay, well then, you have to have certain things a certain way? Is that what
yeah.
you said? I'm sorry. Okay,
yeah.
All right. And this spirit, somehow, candy cane came in. Does candy cane mean anything special to you? I'm trying to ask the spirit to please help me out a little more about who they're claiming they are. Candy cane.
No, not that I can think of right now.
Okay. And I also finally got clean sweep. Were you sweeping the floor earlier?
Was I sweeping the floor earlier?
Pardon me?
Mopping.
Okay. Well, here's what they're trying to tell me. They're telling me that the idea here is to let you know, I'm sorry I'm not getting who this is, but they just want you to know by telling me that this other girl had a striped shirt and you're cleaning or mopping the floor. They want you to know that your loved ones are with you and to believe that and talk to them. If you have someone on the other side that you're missing, this is just like Mike said earlier, proof, trying to give you proof that how would I know you were mopping or sweeping the floor?
Yeah.
How would I know this lady had a striped shirt on? So it's their way of saying, we're
yeah.
here. Okay, that's all I have, Mike. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, as I always say, you know, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
I will. Thank you guys very much.
Thank
you're welcome.
You. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We'll go to we're gonna go to area code. It's a with a hell number. It's 1111. Hi, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, can we take your name, please?
Hi, it's Mary from New York, Mike.
Hi, Mary.
I used to call into your show when Jerry was on.
That was a little while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. You two blew me away. It was my first time in a show like that, and you just knocked my socks right off. You know, I was blown away. You know, but I'm looking for a roommate. You know, my mom went into a home, and some man just called me, and he's in his 60s, and I'm going to interview with him on Saturday. are you picking up good vibes off this?
Okay. Do you want me to go first there, guys, or do you want to pick up this?
Sure, pick it up.
Okay. Okay, well, Mary, as you know, I connect to the spirit world, you know, and consulting with everything I do. now, I know, who's the lady that passed with the cancer?
Could be a couple of people.
Okay. This lady passed with a cancer straight home to the spirit world. I know that she would have been a very much, towards the end of her life, I believe I want to say got quite erratic towards the end of her life. And I don't think that was maybe her character. I think that was down to the condition that she had or maybe the medication that she was taking, but she makes her way of being quite erratic. I know that she makes her way that she was home. She was home when she passed on to the spirit world. I believe I want to connect it to your mum's side of the family. Do you understand who she is now?
I think it might be my mother's mother.
Your mother's mother, your grandmother. Okay,
that's my grandmother.
Okay, because I know that I'm aware of her energy as she comes in here. I know I want to say that she feels very close and very closely connected there to you. What have you taken a little bit of care of her before she passed?
No, that you might be talking about my mother who's getting ready to cross over, who is in dementia, but I don't think she has cancer. We weren't told.
Okay, most certainly not. I wouldn't be talking about somebody that's in this life. I'm talking about somebody that's in the spirit world, okay? Because I'm hearing her, I'm seeing her, I'm feeling her, so I know that she's already in the spirit world, okay? So your grandmother, is that how she passed?
With cancer, yes. Both of them, my father and my mother's mother. But I never met them.
No, that doesn't matter, Mary. It really doesn't matter, okay? What matters is that you understand of the conditions that they passed with and the way that they were before they passed, okay? So if your grandmother passed with a cancer, then that's perfect, okay? Because I know that she just joins me here at the moment. And, you know, to answer your question, to pick up good vibes, I want to say to you, this is not the first person that you've had a meeting with or interviewed with. Is that right?
Right.
See, and if I said to you that you would have preferred a female, that would be right there with you, wouldn't it?
Not really. I get along better with men.
Okay. Well, I believe I want to say that you a good feeling there with this one, okay, with the meeting that you have coming up. And I want to say to you that the final choice obviously rests with yourself, okay? Now, have you met him yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, okay. Well, I believe that when you meet him, I believe that he's such a gentle energy, and I feel, obviously, that's a good energy because it's gentle, okay? Jesse, do you want to pick up there?
Yeah, you know, when I focused in on this gentleman, the first thing I saw was, like, airplanes. So I believe that the person is a traveler. In particular, I saw, like, artifacts, so I don't know if he's, like, into art or something. But I feel like this guy won't be too much of a problem because I don't even think he's going to be so much around all the time. I don't know. There's something that's going on with art around him that feels comfortable that you're not going to be bothered. You know, that's what it all comes down to, because I think that in your mind, it's about being bothered or not. That's what it, for me, when I'm with you, is just like, I just don't want to be bothered. So I believe that this person will be right up your alley because they won't bother you and they won't be around enough to really care about anything. Because for you, I think that the issue comes down to is about rules. And I feel like when you're in your apartment, there's these rules that need to be met. And if people don't meet those rules, there's problems. You know what I mean? And it really bothers you.
Right.
So I believe with this particular person, you're not going to have those issues with, because he's just not going to be around enough to really get into that part. So, you know, I have a very good feeling about this person. And the person that I had felt in spirit, their name started with an A. Does that make any sense to you? Like an
yes.
Allison? Or,
yes.
Okay.
My auntie
okay.
Alice, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was her.
Yes.
Because
and
Mike
you're
was
in
talking,
New York, and so am I.
I know.
And I work on the Upper East Side in a nice diner, so if you ever want a good meal, come and visit me.
I'll come looking for you. I'm like, I'm looking for somebody in the Upper East Side. I'm going every diner.
77th and First Avenue.
Well,
I do want to say that Allison, and I'm glad that I picked out her name. As Mike was talking, you know, I saw the letter A, and I knew that that was who it was. So I just want to say that she's here with you, and that's who gave me the information for this. Know that it came from her, okay?
And he told me he works with books.
Oh, okay. So, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's cool. So, June, you have anything for this young lady?
Yeah, I sure do. I got great feelings as you were talking, Jesse, about it would be fine to have him.
Okay.
Okay, now this spirit that's coming through to me, the first thing I want to ask you is, May, if your husband is on this side or is he passed?
My ex-husband's still alive.
Okay, your ex-husband's still alive, so it wouldn't be your hubby then. Well, I heard right away, go for it, honey. That's what I heard, go for it, honey. They're also telling me that are you a smoker?
Yes.
And they're asking you to please stop smoking. Please stop smoking.
Okay.
I wish I could get more. Maybe Mike and Jesse can help me at some point, teach me how to get them to tell me who they are. Usually I do get that.
Right.
But I got this person so close. Okay, I'm going to give it a shot. Your dad, possibly, your father?
Yes.
Okay, it's your father. Thank you. Well, my husband just told me, Jerry just said, my spirit husband said, I'm your teacher. Remember what I taught you. Ask your guides. If you don't know who this is, ask. Simply ask. So I did. Who is this? So this is your dad. And he said, go for it, honey. You had a very loving relationship with your father?
Stormy, but loving towards the end.
Okay. Well, I guess he'd like to believe that you...
I'm the only one that forgives him. He was an alcoholic, and I'm in recovery from alcoholism.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
As my mother's getting ready to cross over, it's bringing up a lot of old resentment in my siblings, but I'm at peace with it. Mm. You know, they blame my father,
okay,
my father,
good.
My father, you know, and I'm like, well, mm-hmm. She stayed, you know. Mm-hmm. She had a choice.
There's no victims in life, right? You have, when somebody goes alone, they're not really a victim, are they?
No, they're not, you know, and she sat down banging many's a booze back with her, but that was back then, and this is now, and her best interest is all that matters, you know, and I said to my brother last week, look at the father you are, look at the gift that daddy gave you, you are so 180 degree better than him, he gave you that gift, and you don't even realize that. You have a house, you have a yard, you have a white picket fence, you have everything that we never had. Daddy gave you that gift. He put you on that road. And he was like, whoa. I'm the only one that forgets my dad. Because I'm the alky, you know. I was the victim for a long time. Till I went through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And now
you're a friend of Bill's.
Yes, I am. I love Bill and Bob.
Bill and Bob. I have 12 years in the program myself. I put it out there. I'm not ashamed of it.
Bless you for saying it.
But, you know, a lot of us that have intuitive empaths, that's where our awakening comes from. That's what happened to me. You know, I'm an intuitive empath, and I fought it my whole life. People come to me when they're getting ready to cross over, and I wake up like they sat down and had coffee with me. And then I'll get phone calls, you know that so-and-so, I said, you don't have to tell me, I already know. And it blew my boyfriend right out of the bed. He's like, you too? I said, me too. And that's when we both started realizing there's something going on here. And a lot of times in the meetings, I have to shut down. I have to just sit there, meditate, and pray for people. You know, I love AA. I love where it's brought me. You know, it took me 25 years to get what I have, and I'm not losing it. And it's God first, and the other gifts are secondary.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I have a couple of more things here I'd like to try.
Go ahead.
I got cast.
Cast?
A cast.
A cat?
Yes.
Mm, Yeah, my daughter had a cat when she was younger.
No, this would be a cast, as in an injury to your arm or leg?
Oh, no, my ex-boyfriend, he has one leg.
Okay, well,
he's
all right.
He's not a spirit, though. He's very much alive.
That's okay. And also a couple more, and that would be Cher. I got Cher came through. Now I'm thinking Cher, the we're talking the singer, Cher.
I'm thinking about maybe sharing in a meeting, you know. That's what came to me. I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Let's let that one go. I'll put that up on the shelf, I call it. Screwing in a light bulb. Now, I don't know if they're trying to tell me that you were changing a light bulb some point today.
No, but that lunar eclipse is coming. Anything's bound to happen.
That's all I have, Mary. Thank you for letting me
maybe
work with
you. Maybe the ex-boyfriend is screwing in a light bulb saying, I'm not supposed to be where I am. I'm supposed to be with her.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. And remember, that please download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much.
A pleasure to meet
you. Absolutely. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, well, I want to thank, obviously, Kerry for starting off the show today. I want to thank you, Jess, for coming on and playing a big part in the show. And you, Jim.
No problem.
Do you want to just give yourselves a shout-out of where people can get hold of you?
Sure, let June start first.
Yes, I can be found at Love After Life, LLC, at AOL.com. I like to do readings over, email or however. I'm going to need all the practice I can get so I can catch up with these guys. Anyway, that's about it. I have a book coming out. Jerry and I are actually doing a book together, Jerry on one side, me on the other. It's a love story. It's a romantic comedy. It's what's helping me get through the grieving process. It's a 31-year marriage. And Jerry, that book is coming out at the end of May. That's about it.
Cool.
Thank you.
And you can find me.
It's been so much fun to hear, listen to you.
Oh, thank you so much. You can find me on a local street corner. No, I'm only playing. You can find me on a soapbox somewhere. You guys can find me. I'm celebrity psychic Jesse Bravo. All you have to do is just punch Jesse Bravo on Google. Google finds me. You'll find me. I do readings, seances, corporate events. I have a radio show.
I would love to do one of those seances with you.
Oh, it's just so much fun. It is so much fun.
Oh, my God.
And we have so much fun here. Oh, wow. I tried that once. It wasn't really a good experience for me, but yeah, you guys can find me, call me at any time. I'm more than happy to help if I can.
Mike, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mike, thank you for having us on the show, because Mike is my psychic because he's the people's psychic.
Yay!
That's into the internet, into Google, the people's psychic, and I'll come up.
That's right.
That's me. Guys, thank you very much. I'm going to play this song to go out. I'll say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Yeah, bye, everyone.
Bye.
This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love, like it's forever. Then live the rest of our life, but not together.
Wake up in the morning, stumble on my life. Can't get no love without sacrifice. If anything should happen, yes, I wish you well. A little bit of heaven with a little bit of hell.
This is the hardest story that I've ever told. No hope of love or glory, happy endings gone.
Jerry Fish went up against two of the best. The other gentleman that was giving us